I do brokerage for commercial real estate. I got involved with this because I was at another company. It was a construction company, and a friend of mine was looking for an internship, and this guy at the company I was working with was actually involved in commercial real estate. So I hooked my friend up with an internship, and then my friend told me, hey, commercial real estate is great, you should come check it out. So I did that. I checked it out, and I liked it a lot. So to answer the next question, do I like my job? I don't. I love it. I really do. I spend most of my time there. And funny enough, just to answer the next question at the same time, I did want to do that my whole life. I just didn't know. I had a big inspiration as far as architecture goes. I wanted to be an architect, but simultaneously, I was a big fan of Wall Street. And lo and behold, I'm practically exposed to Wall Street as far as the capital markets go. But at the same time, commercial real estate, I'd like to think of it as in the near realm of Wall Street, since Wall Street has more to do with it has to do with different types of investments. But regardless, it's pretty close to what I wanted to do. And in fact, I'd say it's just what I was meant to do. The lessons that work life have taught me is persistence and professionalism and being precise. I work constantly. It's what I do, and frankly, I love it so much that I don't really care. In fact, I don't really boast about how much I work, simply because it doesn't make a difference to me. I'm practically, commercial real estate is a lifestyle. It's not work for me. And then as far as professionalism goes, it's insane how much you can get done by being professional with everything that you do. So much so that people respect you more, and you know, you open up new doors because of this professional lifestyle. And then to touch on that last point about being correct and precise about everything, it's my point with